Hello everyone, welcome to Angel Answers. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Nicola Parrington, alongside DC Love and Mary Hernandez. I want to say a little bit about myself. I'm a holistic therapist, so I combine my therapy skills with my spiritual gifts. I'm a psychic medium. I like to say from birth, because that's all I've ever known. I work with all the tools, the tarot and oracle cards, and have a full team of spirit guides with me, as we all do. But my main guide is Len. So Len's going to be working with me tonight. Now, he might give you some homework to do, and he might give you a song to research the lyrics. It's a lot of fun. But first of all, I'm going to turn you over to DC Love, because I think she might have a message for us. Okay, DC?
Yes, I'll just tell a little bit about me, and then I'll turn it over to Mary. A little bit about me. I have had an unusual journey. My journey started off with cookies flying off of countertops, my kitchen countertop, and a 2-pound bowl of sugar cookies. And then my cell phone began to text me. And if that wasn't enough, spirit sat upon me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. And this is how I got to where I am today. I consider myself to be a spiritual jack of all trades. Whatever needs to be done, I do. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a divine healer, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I have a not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. So that's just a little bit about me, and I'm going to turn the airwaves over now to Mary. Mary?
Yes, hi. My name is Mary Hernandez. I'm a Reiki healer. I'm an intuitive empath. I communicate with spirit. I get clear messages, yes and no. I also work with a variety of card decks, which I keep adding more and more every week. So I just bought 3 other decks, which I'll be using tonight as well. So
beautiful. That is so exciting, Mary. We love your beautiful angel readings. Thank you.
Thank you.
We do have another co-host. She's not with us this evening. It's Liz Pfister. Liz is a spiritual counselor. She's an intuitive tarot and oracle reader, and she's a Reiki healer, and she also created a beautiful card deck of her own, so she's amazing as well. With that being said, I do have a little message before we pick up the phone lines here, and we have the archangels with us this evening, everyone. Good evening, beloveds. We, the archangels, bring you blessings of love. We wish you many loving times that fill your hearts with happiness and joy. Call upon us to surround you with positive, loving vibrations. We wish to inspire you, as well as assisting to rid you of the heaviness that your heart may be carrying. Beloveds, be at peace, knowing that we are here to support you. Always resonate with loving vibrations, because only love is real. If you are holding on to anything other than love, please let it go, and let love permeate that space. Feel your heart. You now feel it beating as it resonates with pure, unconditional love. Divine love flows to you and through you to all of humanity. This is love in its purest form. Focus on your intentions and allow your heart to be free. You have the power to create a never-ending supply of divine blessings, bringing you the love and abundance you are seeking. Nothing is impossible with love. There is no love greater than divine love. Your soul deserves this special love. Become one now with us as we hold you in our loving embrace. Allow our divine love to comfort you. When you need our help, call upon us. Let not your heart be troubled. We will be right by your side, giving you the love and support you are needing. You will feel more connected, more peaceful, and resonate with your soul's calling. Beloveds, you are supported today, tomorrow, and always. It is your time. You are worthy of all the good that is coming your way. Let our love uplift you and be a source of strength, helping you to connect with your power within. Become one with us today and celebrate your magnificence. Have faith, beloved ones. You now know your journey is all about love, and you are love. You are now in the flow of your soul's calling. Let love be your guide and let your love shine. You are loved and supported. Your divine team, the archangels. So that was my little message for this evening. And I see we have a whole board filled with callers. Mary, would you like to start opening up for the callers?
Yes, of course. I'm ready. Okay. Area code 316. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Simone.
Hi, Simone. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for us?
Where do they see me at the end of the year?
Okay. Nicole.
Okay. Hi, Simone.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, this is DC. I think Nicola wants to come in first. Nicola?
Yeah, I've got Len here. Simona, hi.
Hi.
Hope you're having a good evening. Hello. Right, he's telling me. Where do we see you at, in a year's time, yeah? Well, I asked Len to help me. He pulled some cards to go with his message, and he's saying completely in a different space to where you are now. Absolutely, at the end of the year, for certain. It gives you accelerated motion. So he's saying that everything that you've put into effect between now and then stands you in good stead, Simona, for what's coming in. So he shows me we're in a fairground. He does this sometimes, but this is for you. And we're turning it on the Ferris wheel. And instead of you waiting for it to get to the bottom again because you think, ooh, that, you know, not sure about this, you can't wait to get to the top because you can see that everything above looks so much better than it does when you get to the bottom of the ride. And he said that's what it's going to feel like. When you look back, you won't want to look back because you're enjoying yourself too much. You will be.
Ooh, good.
You've been feeling a little bit emotionally lost. But he says that's understandable because it goes with how the emotional ups and downs. So he's saying, listen to your inner guidance. He's given me another message from another deck, and it's loud and clear, the gateway, okay? He's laughing, and I'll tell you why in a minute. The gateway is the beginnings. So, but it's not just like saying a new beginning because that can mean anything to anybody. What Lenny's saying, this gateway is like, wow, it's a complete turnaround, yeah? I'm focused on career. I'm saying that you will do something in the field of your profession, but slightly different, if that makes sense. Now, the song he's giving me, this is your homework, Simona. The song he's giving me. It's for you, though, yeah, you're laughing because you know. I'm not going to sing it, I'm sorry, but here goes. Hands up, baby, hands up. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me all your love. Yep, that's Len. It's twofold. One is a Lenny loves from Lenny to you, but the other one is put your heart and soul into everything that you want to do. So it's like just decide. I know it's easy to say, but he's saying, I want you to really do it. Just decide. This is what I'm going to do. This is how it's going to work out. This is my goal. And he said, even think about doing a mood board. So anything of any kind of inspiration, put it up on a whiteboard or some kind of where you can see it. because often this works. So your favourite car, if you want a new car, your favourite anything, absolutely anything, your new career, put it up and say, this is what I'm going to achieve this year. Okay? Because when I look at your messages, yeah, and while you're doing that, it says, bring out your inner child and sing that song. Okay? Yeah?
I think I might still have it on vinyl somewhere upstairs.
I probably knows. But he's saying that's what he wants you to do. So he's sending you Lenny Love, Simona, but he's also saying, yes, your life will be different, but you just put that little bit of homework in. Do the mood board. Put everything and anything, however big you think it is, it doesn't matter. Just put it on there because he wants to. He wants you to see what you can achieve. He said, I'm teaching now and I want to see what you can do. So, yeah. So I'm going to hand you over now to the lovely
beautiful.
Lady.
Oh, that was beautiful, that was okay. Nicola. That was absolutely amazing.
Thank
and
you. Lenny loves Simona. Well, you just want to say Lenny loves you.
Oh, beautiful.
Love to Lenny back.
Okay, thank you.
This is DC. What I'm getting is, you know, presently right now, things aren't the way that you would like them to be. You've got to take a little time to see, you know, what's wrong and, you know, you have the ability to make it right. So if there's any kind of difficulty financially, you're going to have trustworthy people that you can connect with, and you're going to be able to make the right decisions. I'm getting there's going to be new opportunities coming your way. I don't know if, you know, you're looking for a job. I'm getting, you know, all the opportunities are going to be there for you, whether you want to advance forward. And I'm getting your day will come. I'm also seeing there are, you know, gifts of money coming your way, lots of opportunities. And when I say money, I'm getting, you know, like enough of money to pay off some bigger bills, not a small amount of money, okay? But again, there's mm-hmm. going to be beautiful opportunities. It could be in regard to career advancement. And I'm getting, you know, pat yourself on the back, you know, because it's going to be a job well done. Towards the end of the year, things are going to move a little faster than they are now. If you've experienced any kind of delays, you might see that, you know, a lot of things are going to happen at once where it almost feels like you're saying, oh, my gosh, like there's so much going on. I'm overwhelmed. But then you say, you know what, it's okay because everything is good that's happening. And you've got to just make sure that you always stay grounded, okay? And I'm getting, again, like you're going to receive information needed. You may actually, you know, have some kind of travel that you maybe didn't even expect to take, but I see, you know, the plans are made suddenly. And I do hear success around you. I'm also getting, let's see, towards the end of the year, that's what we were talking about. You're going to get new information that you were waiting for, and I'm getting just, you know, listen to the message, not to the messenger, that kind of thing. But I'm also getting, Simona, you are like this beautiful phoenix rising. Okay, you've arrived, and here she is. She's out of the burning ashes, and she's created anew. And you're also, you know, you also burned away the old beliefs, the old habits, any kind of energy that no longer serves you, you have rid yourself of it. You begin to move into a higher awareness, and your higher self knows the rewards that are coming away. You have a lot of wisdom deep within you, and you are knowing exactly the changes that you are desiring. The current way that you are living presently, it no longer serves you by the end of the year. And you're going to see that this is going to be a beautiful new chapter of your life coming, okay? You're moving into like a truer nature of yourself, you know, like a soul's reflection. Okay, so what I would say now, if you're holding on to fear presently, start to release your fear. and, you know, celebrate the new you that is coming out of the ashes like the beautiful phoenix rising. You are ready to, you know, to almost be reborn again, to move into that higher consciousness, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. Okay, so I hope that gives you a little bit of hope for the future, because I really do feel that it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so just, you know, whatever you're doing now, whatever doesn't, you know, resonate with you, you've got to start, you know, really looking at it and start to, you know, to make the patterns of, you know, the way that you want things to be. Okay? I'm being guided to ask you, are you having any kind of health issues at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, just watch, because, you know, you might... You know, you might find that there are some kind of physical symptoms that are related to emotional, you know, some kind of emotions, okay? Just be aware of the mind-body connection is what I'm being told to tell you.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm getting, like, in regards to your finances presently, just be logical. And you do have all the information you need to, you know, to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing like a money tree and it's growing. So you'll be able to grow, you know, your finances and bring in more money. And the sun is shining down on you, Simona. Okay, things are going to go well. There's going to be opportunities for you. If you're looking for something new, it's out there. I don't know if that's something that you, you know, were planning on, but the angels are saying,
yes,
you know, that is one of the options available to you. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
just have faith, okay? That's what I'm getting. You've got to have faith. You know, believe in your dreams, your desires, your feelings, your attitudes. And, you know, the angels will help you to come up with a plan, or they'll guide you to someone, you know, another earth angel that'll help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, there's some old patterns from the way that you possibly could have been raised. And it's leading you to have a little doubt and fear. Okay?
Yes.
So you're asked, you know, if you're holding on to that, all you have to do is say, I release, I release, I release. And as you say that, you feel it and you let go of those old patterns, hon, okay? So do
yes.
not focus on the how things are going to happen. Allow the angels to come in and help you. Okay? And when we focus on the positive, we're able to create what we are wanting, okay?
Absolutely.
Because I have, like, to this point and stuff, a lot of the times, you know, you've come to a point where you are doubting yourself. And when we start to doubt ourselves, our energy is lower, and we're putting that out into the universe, okay? It's sort of like we're putting up a gate between us and our dreams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we are co-creators with the universe, and, you know, you have the ability to recreate as often as you want, okay? And just know your angels are always with you. Have faith. Everything will turn out well for you, Simone. And I'm getting, you know, just please love and accept yourself, okay? And just be patient with yourself. And know that, you know, you are a divine, perfect, loving, beautiful child of God, and the angels are here, and they want to help you to see yourself through divine eyes, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn you now over to Mary. Mary?
I'll just say to you, I love James.
Oh, excuse me, hon?
She loves Ginger.
No, I said, I love Ginger. I listen almost every week. I can't listen live because of the time.
Do you love Ginger? Well, she's saying, thank you, thank you. You're giving her a big head. She's saying, well, then, you know what, Simona, just be like a dog. Don't be afraid to express your feelings, you know? Because dogs, you know how dogs are. They come in and they're always, you know, happy to see you. And she'll be around.
I have.
Do you have dogs as well?
So. Yes,
oh, great. Well, she loves that even better. You know, she'll be around to visit you. And she's just telling you, Simone, to remember that the grass is always greener around a fire hydrant. Okay? So stay positive. She's saying stay positive, okay?
Not if it's like my male dog, well, because he pees at every freaking pole he comes across.
Well, that's, hey, what else are they supposed to do? You know, that's okay. You know, all right, you know. And, you know, and Ginger said, you know what, you shouldn't be, you know, like saying things like that, because as we know, when we have like a dog, you really don't have to vacuum that much when the dog is around. So if we drop crumbs on the floor, there's the dog picking everything up.
If they shed like mine, you do.
Oh, I know. They do shed, though. All right, well, I am going to turn you over to Mary, and it was so wonderful connecting with you this evening.
Thank you, DC.
Oh, you're welcome,
that
hon.
Was
Mary?
Funny. That was beautiful, ladies. Well, I'm just going to agree with everything the lady said, and as I was tuning into your energy and pulling cards, I pulled from three different decks because that's what they told me. So one of the cards was from the Postcards of Spirit. So I'm going to read that to you first, Simona. It says, "Dearest you, everything is in divine order. Even in chaos, there is order. And we are always in awe of this. For you, though, or on your human journey, things can get disorganized in your mind and physical reality. You need to get rid of the clutter, whether it be too many stories in your mind, too many what-ifs, or fearful thoughts of the past or future. Instead, focus on the now. Empty your mind, clean your house, and throw out any object that tells you an uncomfortable story. Discern what you have, sort, purge, clear, and organize. We want you to have space to fill with something better. Spirit loves a vacuum as it gives space for brilliant new energy. Let go of what is not serving you and give order to what remains. See them and know their value. Your soul needs organization in order to keep your connection to us and to spirit free of distractions. You are so adored by so many. We hope you really know that." Oof. And I got chills, Simona, because as DC was talking, I heard, "You are so loved," and they made me put an exclamation point, and I'm like chilled from head to toe. So you are so loved by them. Oh, it's so amazing. Oh, my gosh. I'm super chilled. Okay, and then the second card I pulled for you was from the notes from the universe, and they actually told me to pick this. They were flying now anyway. So this is the card that fell out, is, "You have more options than you realize." And then the back of the card says, "It sure is hard to get really angry at someone when you can think of all the reasons you love them." And you can, the universe. So I just really liked the front of the card where it said, "You have more options than you realize." I really liked. And then just like the lady said, abundance flew out from my angel answers deck. So get ready. Abundance is going to find its way to your life. And they wanted me to say, "Open your arms to heaven to receive with gratitude that which you desire, because I said deserve first, deserve and desire."
Thank you.
And that's what I have, Simona. I hope we helped you.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Make sure you call us back and let us know how everything goes.
Well, I said by the end of the year, so we might have to wait a little while.
You could call anytime.
I will try. I just realized that it's only 5 hours difference and not 6, so that helps me.
Yeah.
It's calling from across the pond.
Well, thank you for calling, Simona.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to place you on hold if you'd like to continue.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mary, we have Liz, I believe, that's on with us. Liz, are you with us?
I'm here, guys. How are you?
Hi. Do you have anything?
Hi, Liz.
We're so happy you're here with us. Yay.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I rested up just to come on, so I'm glad that I'm here.
Oh, beautiful.
I can't do much else.
Beautiful. We're so excited because we have a close friend from across the pond, and she called in.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes,
yay,
we have
Simona.
Do you have any? Do you have anything for her?
Let me pull her a card out of my deck. I didn't hear what her question was or what she was looking for, but let me pull something out of my deck for her to share.
Yes.
Just a nice, inspiring words to take her through whatever's going on, you know, for the next few weeks.
Thank you.
Oh, so this is the message I got for you, Simona. It's stand tall and strong like a tree, but be flexible in the winds of change. So, you know, put your roots down and know where you stand, but we be willing to, you know, allow your thought of what it should be or you want it to be, to be flexible, right? To be open to some variations of what may come along, because seldom do things ever come exactly as we picture them. Many times we get much more than we hoped for. So when we're flexible, it's better to, it makes it easier for it to come more freely to us. So I hope that message is good for you and you take that with you. It's, you know, I think it's a good message, a good solid message for any time, really, for any of us. But,
sure.
You know, we've got to be strong and we've got to know where we stand, but we also have to be, have a little flex, a little grace, right? So that's
true.
What makes life interesting.
Are you feeling okay?
I am. Yes. I just, I don't know if the lady shared this. I was trying to get myself together here. I was diagnosed yesterday with COVID, so I'm on quarantine for 2 weeks. And I'm very hopeful. I don't have a lot of the symptoms. This actually, I found this because I went in with a urinary tract infection. Is actually how we found out that I had it. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and paying attention to my body and, you know, being cautious about, you know, how I feel and all of those things. So I have no worries. I have no fears. Yes, and get lots of rest. So that's why I took a nap before this, and that's why I just woke up.
Yeah, because you sound like you were having a little bit of a cold. That's why. I hope you feel better. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome,
very welcome,
Simona.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't quite ready, but hey, that's how we do it, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, totally. And we're so happy to have you with us, Liz.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here, ladies. I was looking forward to it because I'm one of those people that feels like I have to work all the time, and I don't know what to do when I can't work.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's good to hear you, Liz.
Now not to.
Are
it
you
really
guys
is
ready
to hear
to
your
pick
beautiful
up our second caller?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Area code 570. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, it's Lynn. And how are you this evening, ladies?
We are
We're
fine.
Doing great. Thank you.
Oh, you sound wonderful. I love Nicole's Australian voice.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole, I'm English. My English fine.
Oh, I love it. Whatever. I just love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was supposed to go with my cousin to Florida at the end of May, but it's on hold because of her husband's surgery. My main thing is I was really looking forward to it, and I was going to go down there and look around because in another year and a half, she's going to be down there. Don't misunderstand me. I'm here a long time, and I love my good friends, but I just can't deal with the winter anymore. And I was just wondering if you saw any light there at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
Can I jump in there?
Ladies? Yes.
Sure. Go ahead, Nicola. Okay. I want to jump in because I'm here with my guide Len, and he showed me a marina.
Okay.
I saw boats, I saw yachts, I saw beautiful water. And I also feel that it is somewhere very, well, of course, a marina. It's beautiful and warm.
Wow.
Now, he's saying, he gives me what you're telling me, what I hear, sorry, from what you're saying, you're at a bit of an impasse at the moment. You're not sure what to do. Is that what you're saying? Is that partly what it is?
My cousin's, I was supposed to leave the 23rd of May, but my cousin's husband is having surgery, and they won't know if he's okay to travel until the 5th of May. So, therefore, I can't book anything until after that. So, I'm really cutting it close. And this is just for a visit. This is vacation. But I wanted to look around while I was down there to see if there, was anything in my, where I could afford to live. That was my thing.
Yeah, well, he's giving me the yes for that. He's directly nodding at me and saying yes. He said that seriously, Len. He's trying to be official to help you. I know. But it feels like it's reflect and redirect your energy. So instead of saying, like you're saying, it's cutting it fine and you don't know what will happen when you get there, he said he's actually he's being brave here because he's saying it's a case of when you get there, you will just find something and it will be what you want. He's giving me a good feeling about it, yeah?
Oh, okay.
He's telling you to take action with passion. Take action with passion. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So he does feel I'm going at the end of May then for a vacation.
Well,
but on the other hand, I can also look around and see what's what.
Well, I don't know if this is going to be what you want me to tell you, but I feel positive about what I see and feel from Len. He's telling me it could go as far as August, but you might still go. What he's saying is he sees you going there, but it might not be exactly when you think it will. But it depends on a lot of things. So it's a timing issue, as we know, because she said, but with timing comes, like a jigsaw puzzle is saying, one piece has to fit here for another piece to fit there.
Uh-huh.
But it's saying, have courage and faith, take action with passion. So he said, put your heart into what it is you want to do. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so he does see you, he keeps showing me a building. I say building because that can cover a multitude of what you're looking for. So I don't like to pin it on one kind of place because it might make you just concentrate on that or think that anything else is not a good option. But Len is telling you to redirect your energy. So he's saying, while you're not sure at the moment, just decide when you get there, you're going to find something. Yeah?
Okay.
That's how it's feeling. It's feeling like it's very positive. I'm seeing the sun coming up. One thing he wants to tell you, he's giving you a message, and it's love flows through you and to you. He wants you to know that. Voyage of the heart. So it feels like you've got someone around you who's quite helpful, but he's showing me a beautiful big red sort of beating heart, but it's emotions. It's someone that cares about you that might help you along this journey you're on this year. He's calling it a journey because I'm saying that I'm seeing things that tell me it's more of a discovery, not just for the people that you're concerned about, but for yourself. So there's a few, I want to say, nice surprises coming for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
sounds
I do.
Good.
It keeps showing me stars. When I see stars, it tells me, I'm seeing more than one, so it's more than one thing that I think you're working towards. I'm saying thing because he's not telling me what they are. But he's just saying, again, take action with passion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're
all
getting
right.
A lot of love and passion from Lenny. You're getting Lenny love from him as well. That's his new words for everybody, to express how he feels. He's saying big Lenny loves from Lenny. When things start to move, they really do move. He wants you to be as positive as you can, because you are quite positive, actually. But that's what it's telling you. Yeah.
Oh, thank
Make action
you.
With passion.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Did you want to ask him a question?
Pardon me?
Did you want to ask Glenn a question?
No, that was just it. I was just wondering if perhaps, you know, if I got there, I was looking forward to it. But, Glenn did quite well, and I appreciate him. And tell him thank you.
Homework Beautiful. Is not to worry or to overthink things. Yeah? Don't overthink it, he's saying.
Beautiful.
Don't what?
That was amazing.
Don't overthink.
Was amazing, Nicola and Lynn, and I agree 100%. This is DC. Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Lynn, believe in divine timing. Okay? And I agree with the timing that Nicola gave you. And Ginger is coming in, and she's saying you may want to stop by Victoria's Secrets, you know, before you take that trip out there, because she's saying that there actually may be a love interest as well.
Oh,
you might meet someone and, you know, find out that you have mutual feelings, and it could develop into something really nice, you know?
Aw, that'd be wonderful.
But she's saying don't obsess with things. Stop obsessing. Uh-huh. Things are going to happen the way they're supposed to happen. And she's saying, you know, in the meantime, relax and know that if you can't eat it or play with it, just pee on it and walk away, okay? She's saying, Lynn, bark as if no one can hear you. You know, bark as if no one can hear you. But I really do feel like, you know, a lot of things are coming your way. This is going to be your time when you get there where you're have to decide, you know, what it is you want from a relationship as well, because I do feel love is coming really close to you, okay?
Aww.
And Ginger's saying, you're focused on the destination. Don't forget about all the fun, you know, on the road trip that you're on, okay?
Aww.
Enjoy the journey well. Enjoy the whole mm-hmm. journey. And I truly do believe that, you know, enjoy that whole journey, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I feel it's going to be amazing. And she's just showing me, like, big hearts all around you, Lynn. So
Aww.
I'm getting a journey, but I'm also getting this could be a journey of love as well. That's what
oh,
I have.
Wow.
I'm going to the other ladies enjoy.
Thank you, Ginger. If you do
go to Florida, you could still call us. We'll have the same number. You could, you know, you have to tell us what's going on. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, that
but
is
don't
beautiful.
We have more trading, ladies?
Yes. Hi, Liv. This is Mary. As the ladies were talking, on the question, I pulled two cards for you, and I was guided to pick from the Archangel Power Tarot cards. And the first card that jumped out was the Three of Raphael, and it actually shows three mermaids by the sea. And a sail ship in the horizon. So I think your Florida trip will happen, like the lady said. It's just maybe not now, but it'll happen because that's in the cards. And then the next card, I know Lenny mentioned something, there's stars. And that Nicola said that she saw lots of stars, that Lenny was showing her lots of stars. So I picked the seven the Chariot card, Archangel Metatron, and this card has lots of stars. So I'm being guided to read from the book. So it says, the Chariot is an indicator of great determination and willpower. You may feel uncertainty regarding your situation, but you need not have fear. When this card is present, it's your confirmation from Archangel Metatron that you have what it takes. Step out of your comfort zone and charge bravely ahead with joy and confidence. A great leap forward is coming your way. It will take balance, self-control, and hard work, but you're ready for the task at hand. And it says, Archangel Metatron oversees the Merkaba, or Metatron's cube. This magical creation is also called the Chariot of God, and it's displayed on the front of the chariot depicted on this card. Focus on the image of the Merkaba and then call upon Archangel Metatron when you have a desire you wish to see come to fruition. He can help you manifest a successful result in record time. You could actually look up the Merkaba Metatron Cube online as well, Lynn.
The Merkaba.
Those are two beautiful cards. The Merkaba,
Oh, thank you, Mary.
And
that
you
was wonderful.
You're welcome, and you still have Liz, so hold on a second, Lynn.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Lynn. This is Liz. How are you?
Good, Liz. And yourself?
Good. I know you're in the same corridor of the United States that I am, so the winters here are not pretty. They're really not
no,
fun.
They're not. And this year was atrocious. It's like, I know. You're the one that's not feeling well, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I wish you well. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, thank you. You're so sweet. So what I got for you right away is I pulled two cards out of the Energy Oracle. And the first one I got was the fourth chakra, Archangel Raphael, which is your heart chakra. So follow your heart, just like Nicola said. Go with passion. Go. You're going to get down there and you're going to be drawn to something and you're just going to love it. And it's going to mean more to you than just a place to live. Like everything about it is going to feel good. You're going to feel it from the moment you step out of the car at that place. So the moment you leave, you're just going to feel electrified. And that's when you're going to know it's right. but the other card I pulled for you is patience. So what I'm going to tell you on here is that the card of patience actually shows snow. So I'm going to say, just like Nicola said, it's probably going to be longer than you want before it happens, but it's going to be worth it. And I believe DC said this, divine timing, right? We know that we have to rely on divine timing. The angels know just the right time to give us exactly what we need. So a lot of deep breaths, a lot of, you know, just having faith and believing that you're going to get there because you are. It's not out of the cards at all. And it's going to be beautiful. But when things are going to be beautiful, we have to have patience. One thing that stuck out to me, this angel on the patience card has a clock on her chest, and I normally don't make any time predictions, but for some reason, the date of 10-2 is sticking out to me as some significance. So you can bookmark that where you want to. That's the first time prediction I've ever given anyone, but I feel really strongly about it. And I believe that's going to be the start of when the ball starts rolling, of action happening, is what I'm going to say. But I'm not exactly sure what part of the action. So, but I guess that's part of the adventure, right? Like we can't know everything because how fun would it be if we did? So, So I hope that message serves you. We absolutely, of course, want to hear back from you and know how you made out. And of course, I want to know if 10-2 really becomes of any significance. So.
I will definitely let you know. Absolutely. I thank you. You ladies are wonderful. I love the whole group of you. I always try to call in if I'm home on a Wednesday and listen in because I just think all of you are unbelievable.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
And I wish
bless
you good
you.
Health and God bless. And I wish everybody well.
Thank you. Love and light you all.
And
make sure you call us back.
Oh, I will. Okay. Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful. Are you guys ready? Because there's a long list of callers.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 212, welcome to Angel Answers.
Yes, hi.
Can I have your first name?
Oh, sure. Hi. This is Bryn.
Hi.
Bryn from New York City. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bryn. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do have questions. Hold on, I'm just sitting down here. I guess for the past several days, I've been feeling kind of I don't know, off or something, like the switches are off and it's hard for me to feel motivated, and I feel kind of stuck, like things have been kind of toned down. I'm not quite sure how to explain it. And I'm trying to get a feel for it and know what's going on. It's almost like I'm kind of standing back or something like that. And this has happened in the past several days. And I'm just wondering any insights from your guides as to what's going on, and especially like, when will things start to move again energetically in a more less dense way, I guess.
Okay. Nicola?
Yes, hi there.
Hi there.
Len hasn't, so hello there. Hi, it's Nicola here. I've got Len, but I've also got his, shall we say, his new friend in spirit, Angel, is with us. He's been absolutely, trying to come through. If I sound happy, that's because I am for you. Because though things don't feel good at the moment, when you ask about when things will change, I can give you a time, and also I can tell you some of the good things. But we'll start with, do you feel a little bit lonely sometimes, which is understandable?
Sure.
A little bit isolated.
That's
I'm getting sadness and isolation. First of all, Angel is here, and is with Len, and they're sort of talking together. So I'm just trying to give you, they're trying to work out who's going to say what. But Angel is saying, first things first, you need to, this time where you feel a little bit isolated, if you can kind of turn it round and see it as a time of rest, to reconsider your options, because you've got some. You're not seeing it, and I can almost see you thinking no and shaking your head, but you do. Because when I was, when Len, my main guide, was talking to me, Angel came in, and it was pointing towards one of my decks. So I'm working with the Oracle of Love. And when I've looked into this, it tells me the base chakra message came out, which tells me you're not feeling at your best, but you know that already. But what came in for timing was success and growth. And the success and growth I got is growth for you. So Angel is saying, what you cannot see now is coming up for you in the near future. You just need to release, because you're doing, he's saying that you're doing some thinking about someone or some people from the past. And it brings in some sadness. It's also situations. But he's saying success and growth. So he's also telling me joy and stability. Difficult to hear those at the moment, isn't it, for you to believe it? But the success and growth is around, it begins to start around August time this year. So it's not too far away. So Len came in and said, can you do a bit of planning? So as you feel right now, alongside the feelings you've got now, how would you like to feel going forward? What situations would make you feel good or more energized? And he's saying, he knows it sounds sort of a little bit into the future, but he said, really, just say to yourself, I feel like this now, but this is not going to stay this way forever. An angel has just stepped in again, and he's saying, it's like all the little things, they're the last things before progress begins for you. Yeah? I actually felt good, even when you were saying how you felt. I can feel the sadness, and I have all the empathy for you, I do. But I was thinking, no, this is going to turn round. This is really going to turn round. So they're both saying, work on yourself. You're getting some Lenny homework. And he's saying, I want you to just do the rest and reconsider. Just try to focus on, yes, I feel like this. Acknowledge it. It's okay to be in that feeling, because that is how you feel. And it's important to you that you're acknowledged. You know, that you get to say that. But he said, then think, this is not going to stay like this. And I know it's not. Okay? And they're both doing a little dance for you.
I'm planning a move to Florida. I'm going on a trip on April 19th to the 25th to look around to see if there's a place I can live in on the Tampa Bay area around St. Petersburg. So I'm going to take a kind of investigative trip down there on the 19th to the 25th of April. So that's to get out of New York City, because it's been kind of
well, that makes sense to the song that they're giving you. Sorry to break in there, but they're both really desperate for me. Bring me sunshine in your smile. It's one of Glenn's favourites, but please don't ask me to sing it. I could. I know it. I know this one. It's a very old song, but it's Bring Me Sunshine in Your Smile. Well, Florida is the sunshine state, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's saying, bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, and then it goes on and on and on, but it talks about the joy and stability, okay? And now they're making me feel very warm.
Oh, there you go.
I think, as long as you, Lenny's saying, don't go with too many expectations, just go with love and hope in your heart. He's saying, seriously, just have that lighter energy that says, yeah, let me see what's going on. As you said you wanted. Don't go with fixed expectations. He said very often when we decide an outcome, it's never as pleasing as we think it would be. But if we just take the time to, just explore, just see what we can do. And he said you'll find a passion and a motivation that you're looking for. You'll feel that motivation that's lacking at the moment. So you're quite empathic. You're picking up on a lot of energies at the moment. So don't worry.
Yeah,
you definitely are. But Angel is saying, it's you can be as passionate and as empathic as you want in Florida. They're both singing that song to you and they're giving you that for homework. So research the lyrics because it will mean something to you.
Right,
I'm going to hand
you
over to the lovely ladies now. I hope that was okay for you.
Thank you, Nicola. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Beautiful, Nicola. Bryn, this is DC. I do feel like, everything is going to be fine. I heard you're going to be in the pink health-wise. Everything will be okay. You're thinking, about all of this. This is a major change for you, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, this is going to be, a time when you're going to establish a strong foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, it's scary, at times because this is, a big decision, and it's going to help you to go forward and really grow. And this is going to be a significant change, and it's going to be a good change. Feel good about your health. I'm getting you're going to be able to easily overcome obstacles. This is sort of almost like the light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just release all that you're holding on to. Let it go. Breathe.
Right.
And it's almost like you're holding on to all this little energy. You have to let it go. Okay?
Right.
It doesn't serve you. And when you do, you're going to feel so much better. So do some breathing exercises. Breathe in slowly and then breathe out slowly. And when you breathe in all the, the love and positivity, and breathe out all the negativity, okay?
Okay.
And you will feel better. But this is your time of change. This is a time of change for you. This is a time for you to become more confident in yourself. I do feel like, it's time to move on to, to greener pastures is what I'm being shown. And Ginger's saying, remember, the grass is always greener around the fire hydrant. But be the person a dog can be proud of. Even if you don't have a dog now, still be that person, okay? And she wants you to make sure they answer, the door when opportunity knocks. This is your time. Okay? And she's saying go outside on a starry night and look at those beautiful stars and think about everything that is out there that you're wanting in the universe. You have the ability to make great choices, Bryn, okay?
Right.
Believe in yourself. Stay positive, and that will help you health-wise as well, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And she's swinging on a swing. So that to me means your health is, you know, it should be going on the upswing, okay?
Right.
And just, you know, take care of yourself. I would meditate a little bit.
Yeah, I do that.
No, I don't know if you do any kind of like Tai Chi or yoga or anything like that. That would, that's a recommendation as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I do exercises and stretches and some yoga postures. And
well, Ginger's just saying don't take any foolish risks, okay?
Okay.
Just watch what you're doing, especially now. She said it's like diving into, you know, into a pool that's like 1 foot deep head first. So just take it slow. And
sure.
Are you allergic to any kind of foods or anything?
I don't know. I might be. I never checked my food.
I feel like I'm getting stuffy when I'm eating foods.
I'm
getting like a stuffiness. So, Brynn, I would suggest keep a food diary and try to only eat a couple things like for a couple days, and that way you could see if it bothers you. If you continually keep changing your foods, sometimes you don't get a reaction for maybe 3 days, 4 days. But I do feel like you might have like a food allergy, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense, sure.
I know it's like we just started with spring and everything, but do you have any like allergies as well?
Not that I know of, but you know, that doesn't mean I don't. You know.
Okay. Well, the food was the big thing that came in, so just like watch the food, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's
all right.
Getting okay. And trust your instincts. But I would keep,
right.
like I said, keep a food a diary. I'm saying ladder because Ginger's saying, look at him, Mom. He's climbing the ladder of success. You're gonna do a great job. So you want to make sure you take care of yourself, and you've got to make
right.
time to relax and let go of the worry.
Yeah, definitely. I get into worry too much. It's like I was thinking about that today. It's like,
and I'm also getting, you know, like it would be a good idea to do some chakra meditations.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel like you're shocked.
Lately what I've been doing is I started yesterday and today is I go in a dark room and do meditation, but I start praying to my guides and angels to clear my channels, my chakras, and my energy field. And I do this prayer for quite a while, and I kind of, you know, it's kind of a very urgent prayer to help me clear my energy channels, my spirit, for the spirit, for the physical, for the mental, for the emotional. And I've been doing that lately.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. No, that's great. Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do as well.
Right.
Okay. And I'm just kidding. Like I said, please let go of the worry. Okay, Ginger's saying, you know, don't hold on to that. You need to relax a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And expect the best. Okay.
Okay.
Expect. You know, I feel like good days are ahead of you. Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And just, you know, just treat your body with love and compassion. You know,
right.
And you're on the right track. I really do feel like this is going to be a beautiful journey for you.
Oh, great.
Okay. And I'm getting like possibly like. Now even, are you having, like, money issues and that might be causing a little bit of frustration?
Well, no, the money is okay, but I noticed today, and this is something I've had all my life, is this sense of a lack consciousness. And I was praying, well, once again, I was praying to my guides and angels, please teach me to release this lack consciousness, you know, to help me let go of this. You know, lack of thinking that I don't have enough. You know,
see money.
Even
you know, money is another word. Money is another word for love. It's, you know, it's just like an energy. Okay.
Right. Right.
So see it as love and energy. Don't see it, you know, the way, you know, we are guided to see it now. But I do feel, you know, you're going to have the material prosperity when you move. Okay.
Okay.
And keep saying I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. Okay, that's what Ginger's saying. It's easy peasy, and it works. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what I have, Brynn. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, and I thank you so much for calling in this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always good talking with you. Take care.
Oh, you
Liz,
too, hon. God bless.
Yeah.
Liz?
Oh, yes, I have two cards here. I didn't know if you wanted to go first,
okay.
Mary.
No,
so
that's
I have
okay.
a couple things, Bryn, actually, as the other ladies were talking. I immediately started out with, you know, this time that we're in has been very unpredictable, right? And it forced
yeah.
us to shift and slow down. So it's been different, but you know that. I mean, we're a year
right.
in. We all know that now, right?
Right.
But
yeah, exactly.
Two things. You live in New York, the city that never sleeps, right? And
yeah.
it's been doing a lot of sleeping this year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Things are a
yeah.
lot different in New York than typical, right? The hustle
yeah.
and bustle is so... It's so different. It's almost eerie because it's not what you expect. It's kind of what you see in those apocalypse movies, right, where New York City
yeah.
has nothing going on and people
yeah.
are driving up and down the street freely and it's not, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic gridlock.
No. I mean,
it's just not what we're used to.
It's gotten a little back to that, but not like it used to be, you know.
Right, yeah. right, of course. But... So that's making you anxious. That's what I'm getting from that, is you're getting anxious because that norm is gone. But
oh, okay.
we're not ever going to return to that normal either, and that's what we need to realize, is that normal is going to be different. But
well,
the other
yeah.
thing I got, when you mentioned St. Pete, I saw my grandfather, and my grandfather is a huge Phillies fan. God rest his soul. He died about 6 years ago, but every year, until the day he died, he drove to St. Pete every spring training to watch the Phillies spring train. So I saw him in his Phillies outfit, you know, with his shirt on and his hat, ready to go watch them play. So that was a nod saying, you know, this is the right place for him to be.
Okay.
So you're going to find good things in St. Pete for sure. The energy that you're dealing with right now that feels stuck and stagnant, if your
yeah.
attachment, because that's the other card I pulled is attachment, if your attachment to some things from the past,
okay.
and it's time for you to realize that those things have no control over your life anymore. There's no bearing of them. There's no bearing
right.
on your life now from those
okay.
things. And it's time to release them.
Okay.
It's kind of similar to the old adage of holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right,
you
right.
holding on to these things that happened in the past, you're the only person that's holding on to them. The other people involved aren't holding
right.
on to them. They're not letting them bring them down and make them ill. So it's time
okay.
to let go of them and just accept that they were part of your journey and they were something that you had to go through, something that had to happen in order for you to move on in this lifetime. And
right.
and it is what it is. It's that
yeah.
simple. And so it's just time to accept those parts of yourself, good or bad. You know, they
right.
are who we are. That's, we all have things that we're not proud of. We all have things that we've not been, you know, the best, our version of ourselves at times.
Sure.
But that's what happens. That's what life is. That's what the human experience is about. So,
right, right.
So it's time to let those go, you know, and as you clear away those things, the other thing I saw was you kind of going through little bits of your apartment, because you're thinking about making this move, you know, in order to move, a lot of times we have to go through clutter and stuff that we've accumulated over time.
Yeah, I've been
for you,
doing
that's
a little
an
bit of that.
Overwhelming
yeah.
job, so I see you doing just a little bit at a time, like,
right.
oh, you
right.
know, tomorrow
that's what
you're
going
to go in. And that shelf in your living room that has all this stuff on it, you're going to go through and you're going to get rid of the things that you don't really need. And all you're going to do
yeah.
is that shelf. And that's okay. It doesn't
right.
have to be the whole room. It doesn't
right,
have to
right.
be overwhelming. Just a little bit here, a little bit there.
Sure.
And as you do that, you're also going to be doing that internal cleaning without
hmm.
realizing it. And you're going to get rid of those little attachments that you're allowing to hold you back.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that you get
yeah.
into this new time. And it'll get you out of that anxiety feeling too.
Okay. Yeah.
I also wanted to tell you that when you talked about doing your chakra clearing,
Yeah.
Would you ask them to come in and clear your chakras? You want to ask them to help you balance them as well?
Oh, okay.
And you may want to turn to some sound therapy.
Yeah.
You know, normally on Tuesday nights, I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation that we do all seven chakras, and I have bowls for all the seven chakras, and that's what the whole hour is about, just you, and you can find them online. So go to YouTube and say, you know, I need a chakra balancing meditation, and you'll just get this beautiful singing bowl meditation where they'll go through each one. You'll feel where that sound resonates. If you've experienced it before, you know what I'm talking about. But I see that that's – give yourself a little bit of that, too, because that's going to give you some nourishment and a little bit of, like, drive to keep going. Okay?
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
So – that's what I have for you, Bryn. I'm going to turn you over to Mary.
Thank you, Liz.
Hi, Bryn.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Hi. I got two cards jumped out for you from the postcards from Spirit, and the first one says, "Dearest you, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday moment-to-moment experience, thinking you will find happiness out there someday? So many go chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found there. So we want to share a little secret that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy. What made you is pure joy. And every time you wake up and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can share it. You must know this so when the time comes, you will be fully free and joyful being, and actions will turn you into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really lived. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here." That's how they sign the card. It's so amazing. So what I'm getting, Bryn, from this card is you have to, I feel like you have to do some mirror work, because when the ladies were talking, I jotted down mirror work. And so, you know, look at yourself in the mirror. I'm sure you've done it, and say, "I love you." You know, twice a day, the first thing in the morning, and do some I am affirmations. You know, I am love, I am light, I am one with God. You know, and I am healed. Say, "I am healed," and that will really help you. I mean, you are pure joy, so don't forget that. And then the second card that jumps out for you is "Dear you, there is only one you. And you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic. And that means you have to be fully yourself and let go of being what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous. Stand tall in your convictions. Being yourself is a powerful statement and will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have. Choose what your heart wants and know that your purpose is yours alone. No one else can claim your magic nor take it away from you. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one. Love you always and forever, Spirit." And it says in the back, there's a unicorn, and it says, "You are magic." So you are magic, Bryn. Think of it and feel it and say it. And you are pure joy, and say, "I love you." You know, and do that mirror work.
That's
and then I kept hearing, "Let go and let God." Okay.
Right.
So,
Thank
you know, sometimes we need to say that, "Let go and let God."
Let go and let God. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thanks so much. That was,
you're welcome.
That was so,
thank you
so
for calling.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for spending all this time with me. I appreciate it very much. Yeah.
Bryn, we love you. Well,
you call us back and let us know how everything goes.
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely keep you posted. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
You're okay.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, ladies. Are y'all ready? Because we have a long list of callers. Yes.
Ready here.
Keep them coming.
Okay. Area code 111. This is Angel Answers.
Good evening. I'd like to ask a general question, if I may.
Yes, of course. What's your first name?
Well, you can call me the Donald if you wish, but that'll do for the moment.
Donald? Okay. So do you have a general question, Donald?
Yes. Basically, you mentioned earlier on the image or the picture of Metatron's cube, I think, or Lord Metatron.
Mm-hmm.
And the question to each of you is, if you had to place that image in your house, which room would you put it in and why?
Okay. Shall I start with that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it in the house. Sorry, this is Nicola here. I wouldn't put it in the house. I'd have it just outside my door, the main door to my home. That's where I would put the cube. Because I would feel that was
Thank
where
you
I
very
get the most protection.
Much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. You. Did you want any more information?
No, that's fine. I'm just curious to know how each of you might see it, but obviously I'm happy to take one answer if that's satisfactory.
Okay.
This is DC. I first connected with Archangel Metatron in the beginning of my journey. And I don't need a physical image put anywhere in the house. I go within and I can connect with him at any time. We've been together through many lifetimes.
Okay.
And the image of the Merkaba, as soon as I visualize Archangel Metatron and I connect with him, I see the Merkaba. So I really don't need to have a physical image anywhere.
That's fabulous. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
This is
okay,
Liz,
so
and I'm going to share. I worked with a local lady here that does, she shared with me Archangel Metatron's cube for healing. And so very much like DC, I don't actually have the Merkaba in my home. I can connect the same way. She explained to me how you connect with Archangel Metatron and have him actually rub the cube around your body, top to bottom, to help you heal and remove negativity. Any type of sacred geometry really can be placed anywhere in your home. What it does is it has its own energy, and it will generate whatever it needs to, no matter where it is. So any type of sacred geometry, you can't put it in the wrong place, anywhere you like, So if you enjoy it and you think it's beautiful or artful, to hang it in your living room above your television is perfectly fine. Other people like to simply, print out a paper copy and stick it in their pillowcase and sleep on it. With sacred geometry, there's no right or wrong way because really it surrounds us every day in everything we encounter in nature. So sacred geometry is always present. But I agree with Nicola too. I would be one, my family's from the Celtic kind of descent. So we put all, of course, our protective charms at our front door. because of course, that's where people enter our home and our dwelling. So we want to make sure the people that come in are safe and healthy for us. So if you're asking, is there right or wrong, I'm going to say I don't think there is. But, I think each person decides what works best for them. Everyone's different. Some people don't like to show that they're into all of this stuff, and so maybe they hide it away, where others, find it absolutely beautiful and fascinating. So I think you can do it any way you want to, really. And I'll let Mary, you know, give her explanation of what she feels.
Sure.
Donald, okay. It's interesting that you had to pick Metatron's cube because I've seen it in my dreams, and I kept thinking, why am I seeing this in my dreams? And it's because, obviously, I connect with Archangel Metatron as well. He's one of my guides, or is always here to protect me as well, and is helping me. But I would actually put it in my doorway as well. And I agree with what the lady said. There's no right or wrong place to put it. I mean, it's where you're guided. I mean, I would use guidance, inner guidance, and ask, where you should put it. But I would use mine in the door because, I'm a big believer in making sure that the bad stays out of my home, and I have lots of protection on my door, just like Liz.
Thank you all very much. I really appreciate
it.
I'm sorry to have thrown a curveball at you, but I thought it'd be something different from your usual question.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Cheerio.
Good night.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Thank you for calling. Wow. Are you ladies ready for our next
episode?
That one was interesting.
Ready.
That was fun. It's nice. It's not just to have, it's good for people to know that we could also offer this kind of advice too, I would say, really. You know, everybody wants a reading for themselves, so of course it's fun, but, we do know some things.
That was very nice. It was different.
Yeah, and the Merkaba or Merkaba, either way, it's spelled and pronounced two different ways. I mean, that symbol is absolutely beautiful. I love it, you know. It looks beautiful.
Yes, and it's so interesting, like I mentioned, I dreamt it.
Yeah, and when I first connected with Archangel Metatron, he was very demanding, and he had a voice of authority. And I said, who are you? And he wouldn't tell me. So I said to him, okay, Mr. Bossy Pants, step back until you're ready to reveal who you are. You know, this is my journey. I'm in charge. And it took like 3 months before he revealed himself. So I called him Mr. Bossy. Well, I connected with him in many different lifetimes, but he came in so forceful, and I was like, you know, at first it was scary because he was just very stern, you know. But then after he revealed who he was and, you know, he told me about, you know, our past lifetimes, it was beautiful.
Mm. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy to work with. And I was going to say, I know it's funny that you say he was so forceful because every time I hear him described and when I, because I'm not an audible, I don't usually hear things per se. I'm more of a feeler and like visual. And when I have seen him or heard anyone else talk about him, he has a thundering, booming voice that's deep and a little intimidating.
It does. Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, like, I would do a show like years ago that was like, it ended up really late. I almost feel like Nicola, God bless her. And I'd lay down and all of a sudden I'd see a light on my ceiling. And it's almost like someone was shining like a spotlight on me,
like
you know. Oh, and that was King Solomon. That was another one of my guides. And I said to him, I don't think it's an opportune time because I'm so tired I can't listen. I need to connect with you when I'm well rested. I fell asleep for a little while. I woke up, he was still talking. I was like, oh, my goodness. But we've got to make those appointments when, you know, when we can feel like really well rested and be attentive, and we have the ability to tell, you know, the guides and the angels that want to connect, you know, this is when I'm open. You schedule it just like you would a client or a doctor's appointment. You schedule time for spirit, but don't forget, if you schedule that time, you've got to keep that appointment.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I've found that to be true.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's interesting.
Very.
Yes. So you guys are ready? We still have a list of callers.
Okay, we'll try to go a little faster. How much time do we have left? Yeah, we have like 39 minutes. We've got to just rock and roll here.
39 minutes. Okay, not a
problem.
All right. Area code 704, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Marsha.
Marsha? Hi, Marsha. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm a travel nurse, and I was on my first assignment, and they ended my contract. It didn't go as well as I would have liked it to go. There wasn't anything clinical per se. It was just more so like, oh, well, she's looking up a medicine, and problems with that. I don't know if there was jealousy or whatever is going on since I was a traveler. I was just wondering, what do you see with me finding a new job and a new place of work?
Okay, Marsha, I have to tell you right away, because sometimes messages come right away, and I just have to tell you that the reason it ended is because there's something better, and I'm chilled from head to toe. And I'm going to send it over to Nicola, because I'm sure that Lenny, her guide, is wanting to come on.
Oh, so hello there. Hi, it's Nicola. Lenny's ready and waiting. And he's saying, sorry, I'm laughing at Lenny because when he's, if you could see what I could see, he's absolutely raring to get message going tonight. So he's saying, first of all, excuse me, he makes me cough sometimes when he's coming through. Excuse me. You got the message. He's given me some cards to look at along with his message, and he's saying, don't imagine, the words are darkest fears, but they're a bit strong, because he's saying, don't decide that you're not going to move forward in the way you want to, because you got the message of rebuild as you were talking. I'm getting rebuild, I'm getting open up, so he's saying, be open to offers, but be open to broadening your horizons as well. So it's within your same career, but there's more going on if you want it to, if that makes sense. But he's saying, mm-hmm. release control. Don't try to, it feels like, and this is not a negative he's giving you, this is how he's saying, it's an understandable emotion. When we're not sure what's coming in, sometimes we kind of realize, try to settle the outcome. That's his words. But he's saying, so let go, and famous phrase from Lenny, let go and let God, because he's got a plan for you. And why is that? Because we've got new vitality coming in. So in Len's words, you're going to be singing a different song, and you're going to be happy with it. Okay? So he's giving me a song. I'm not singing this, but I'm going to give it to you. You didn't ask about relationships, but this is going to sound like relationship. Strangers in the night exchanging glances. So, again, I'm going to say, because it might be that someone influential helps you, puts you in the right direction, but he's saying, don't worry, be happy. So you're getting two songs tonight, Don't Worry, Be Happy and Strangers in the Night. Yeah, seriously. There's some healing going along with what you want. There's some inner healing. But it does come in and it does happen for you. So he's asking me to get another one. Yeah, there is something about meeting someone, because you've got, I don't know if this is a new friendship that comes along with this, or you got love abounds and it's a new beginning. And it's also, in answer to a question, it's a yes. It's a beautiful message. But Len's saying, your homework is to just not realise your darkest fears, your worries, by focusing too much on what you think may not happen. Because he's saying it is going to happen, because you got the words rebuild, open up, let go of control, and new vitality. And in with all that, you're doing some healing. But he said it is very, the word he uses is cathartic. It's very healing for you, this journey. So this year opens up to you in ways you cannot imagine. Now, I don't know why he's showing me this, because he's not saying, but he has a guest guide with him tonight. We're going to say a guest guide, but they're becoming good friends. And he's called Angel. And he's showing me bingo, if you know what that is. It's kind of the numbers on a bingo board. And he's saying, your numbers are coming up, so be ready. I like that for you a lot. So new things, a lot to look forward to. But take your time in some ways. Take your time. There's definitely a new friendship in some way or a reconnection with someone. Could be from family, but you're going to like it. It feels very refreshing. Did you want to ask anything to Lenny and Angel?
Anything about my love life? Because I'm single.
Right. Well, that's helping me greatly, because Lenny's now laughing to me and saying, do you get it now? Strangers in the night, someone influential, but he's saying that to me, not to you. Do I get it? And you got love abounds. You've definitely got a relationship coming in. You've just, where he said you've got to be open to the possibilities, because you're rebuilding your life. You're actually, as dramatic as that sounds, that's what you're doing. But opportunities will come in that mean it happens gradually, which is always better. And you're going to rebuild it with someone, yeah, you are. So don't worry, be happy. Song leads to strangers in the night exchanging glances. He's given me another message, opportunity beckons. So career and your love life are combined here. I'm going to say it. I think they're combined. You've definitely got a new relationship of some kind coming in. So I like that for you. I do, very much. So homework is not to have too many expectations of how it's going to work out, he's saying. Okay, and in the background, I've got Angel singing those two songs. So they're wishing you all the best, because they know that the best is coming. You've just got to take your time, let go of control, and most of all, and they're saying it together, let go and let God. Okay, and let some love into your life. And Lenny says he's sending you big Lenny loves. So
thank
to send you.
You
on your journey.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I hope that was okay for you. And I'm turning you over to the amazing ladies that I'm with tonight.
Beautiful, okay? Nicole. That was beautiful. And Marcia, this is DC. I'm getting, you know, everything Nicole said was spot on. And I kept hearing, I'm walking on sunshine. So for you, I'm getting expect to see some miracles as well in the summer months, okay? And in the interim, make sure you connect with your inner child. I do feel like something good is coming your way in regard to work. And in regard to love, I'm also getting, you know, you're going to meet someone that might have, like, hair on the lighter end of the spectrum, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I have. I'm going to turn it over to the ladies real fast so that everybody gets a chance to give you a little something, okay? Ladies?
Okay.
Hi, Marcia. It's Mary. I just have to confirm what the lady said. Nicola, Angel, Len, and DC, both cards that flew out from my Angel Answers deck was opportunity and abundance. And they're both, one of them is receiving, like, lots of coins from up above, and the other one has amazing abundance coming out of her bowl that she's holding in her hand. So what I'm getting from that is positive growth and expansion is on the horizon for you. Whatever you desire, put it out there, because it's going to happen. Your angels are about to open so many doors of possibilities for you, and I'm getting all tingly. And remember that abundance comes in different ways. Like the lady said, it actually could come in a form of love. But opportunity is knocking, and abundance and love, everything. So I'm going to switch you over to Liz, and I hope that really helps, because nothing but beautiful things are coming towards you, Marcia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Marcia. This is Liz, and as soon as you started talking, I immediately the quote popped into my head from one of my favorite mentors, Gabby Bernstein.
And she says, obstacles are often detours in the right direction. I remember that whenever things don't seem to go the way I want them to, or I get a roadblock, I'm like, oh, you know what? This is putting me on the path to something better. And then I drew two cards for you, and I got Walking Away, which is a woman who is beautifully, her hair is down, and it's looking beautiful today. And she's got on this beautiful pink kimono, and she's, you know, walking away very graciously from the situation and just knowing that it really wasn't the best thing for her that she's leaving behind. So she's just leaving and saying, thank you for the time, thank you for the experience, and she's moving on. And the second card that came along with that was Storm Warning. So to me, you're missing something that was not going to be pleasant. It was going to end in a bad situation anyway. So you've been guided and redirected for a reason. So have no fear there. But then I pulled another card to know a little bit about what was going to happen for you. And do you use crystals at all? Do you work with crystals?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Have you been interested? Okay. So this card, the card is crystals, and it's focused. It's full of amethyst. And so it's calling for me to tell you to get out your amethyst, start having it around. You know, amethyst is a good balancing stone for anything that's going on for us, anxiety, anything. It's just a nice, you know, amethyst is your, it's kind of like Amazon, right? Your go-to for everything. I have it on the brain because as I've been shopping the last 2 days, everything on Amazon since I can't leave home. But pull out your amethyst. Start, if you have a small piece or a jewelry piece that you can wear with you, carry it with you or wear it often because it's going to help you. It's going to help balance you, help you to feel good. And you're also being called to do a little bit of self-work. And that's really where the amethyst is going to come in. It's not the mucky work, but it's that being comfortable with yourself work. Enjoying your own company, being okay being alone. When we find that we're perfectly okay with ourselves and who we are, generally that mate just shows up out of nowhere and it's the perfect fit because we finally have learned to love ourselves, right, and to love our own company and love the person that we are. And when we do that, that other half that we are looking for or not looking for just seems to pop up. So that's what I see for you, Marcia, and I hope that message serves you. We absolutely would love to hear back from you, of course, as well, and know how you make out. So,
Thank you. Have any
other questions for us? You're welcome.
No, ma'am. I don't want to hold anybody else up, but that's what I needed to hear. And I do have an amethyst, and I will carry it.
There you go. I think it's gonna it'll help you. You'll feel much more relaxed. You know, if you start to get any kind of anxiety or overwhelm, I love to have amethyst. Even I have a necklace, and I notice I can just set my hand on it and take a couple deep breaths, and I'm like, okay, that's right. I can make it through this. I'm queen of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got it, girl. Let us know how you make out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Marcia, make sure you call us back.
I will.
I'm going to place you on hold, Marcia. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Are you guys ready for the next caller?
Ready.
Absolutely.
Okay. Area code 775. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, yes. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. Do you have a question for us?
I do. In late October, I purchased some extremely expensive hearing aids, a new style. They have not worked out. I am outside the return window, but I contacted the company, 5 weeks ago, and I spoke to Lou. She's very friendly. And I have forwarded some very important documentation regarding audiology reports and everything else. And so I proposed a solution that I return these to them and that they refund the difference between the type that I wore previously. And it seems to be taking an awful long time. Are they going to ultimately work with me?
Okay. Nicola, do you have anything from Len?
Yeah. Len's making me smile. He's saying he's giving you a speed read. But what he means is he gave me an answer quickly, but you've got challenging times, but what he means is the solution's not going to happen as quickly as you'd like it to, but I think you already know that. But I've got to tell you what he's telling me. So he's saying reach out, so don't give in. Now, the reach out, I'm drawn to the number three on the message because he's chosen the messages with me. And the number three is prosperity. It's a contract. So I think, and you got the message of healing begins. But the healing begins is that I see that there's a solution. That's what that means. So what he's telling me is it's not going to happen in the way you think it will, but there is a solution. And when Lenny tells me solution, I know that means that you're not going to be unhappy with it. Okay?
So I will be satisfied with the solution.
Well, yes, there might be a little bit of compromise, but it'll be much better than you think you thought it was going to be. It's the wording that's important from Len on this one. So you're going on a little journey because you got challenging times. But I think the challenge is that you just feel very frustrated, and I can understand that. So he's saying the reach out message is definitely saying yes to pursue this and to do what you feel is right, and there is a solution. So that's what
okay.
That's what he's giving me for you.
Will this be resolved in April?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's more like May, June. So May. It could be May or
wow.
June. He's saying 5-6-5-6. So that for me is May or June for you. That's
what
I'm getting.
Why is it taking so long, do you know?
Well, all I get for that, he just shows me people and he calls it paperwork. I see them with, physical. It feels like, I don't want to say the words, things get passed around, but I think you've got, when it says reach out, you've got specific questions that you want specific answers to. So it's a matter of connecting with the right person. So you might have to deal with a few people. That's what he's telling me. But there is a solution.
Thank you very
I like
much.
It when I do like that for you, because when Len says solution, I've worked with him for years. When he says solution, I know that means that there is an actual answer that you're not going to be too disappointed with. Okay?
So, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll pass you
and
on to
Wendy,
the lovely ladies.
Thank you, Nicola. You know, listen to what Nicola said. I agree 100%. This is DC. Things will move in the right direction for you. You've got to stay, you've got to stay in faith and believe that all is well. And, really see the outcome that you want. And I feel like as long as you, believe that everything is going to be okay, I am getting, that you will have a resolution and it's going to be favorable for you. So you've got to allow, this to take place. And just, stay positive, be confident. And when you ask Nicola, about, when and stuff, I'm getting you may have to just connect with them again and communicate again with them. Like Nicola said, connect with the right person. Okay, and when you speak with them, make sure that you do not bring in your emotions. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Just allow the situation to be resolved, Wendy. And everything is going to, it is ultimately going to be okay. Okay? And just, say a couple positive affirmations prior to connecting with them. I know everything is always, turning in my favor, for my highest happiness, my highest and best, and just say thank you for resolving the situation. But let the first go. Don't bring it into the call. And I do feel like, if you have a little bit of patience, it's going to turn out in your favor. So please don't doubt that, hon, okay?
Yeah, and I'm approaching it from that avenue, I promise you. So do you see this resolving in April or after April?
I believe what Nicola said. You know, it might take a little bit more time. Okay, everything is moving forward, but you've got to give it, like I said, give it the, you know, the time that it needs to resolve. So if it takes like a month or so more, you have to hang in there. Okay, but don't project your energy into the situation, hon, is what I'm getting. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Just let go of the frustration.
Thank you.
Ladies?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
yes,
ladies.
Wendy, yes, Wendy, this is Mary. I got a big yes, and I get quick answers when it's that a yes or no question. And then I got the success card. So, yes, there's going to be a resolution, and I agree with Lenny. And Nicola, it might be May or June because I got a heart expansion between those 2 months. So that's what I got, a big yes.
Well,
and I'm going to – you're welcome. I'm going to switch you over to Liz. And I'm sorry we're rushing. It's just there's so many callers and we're trying to get to all of them. Hold on a second for Liz.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Wendy. This is Liz, and I got the first card I pulled for you was the Angel of Strength. And just, again, with what the ladies are saying, it's going to take time. I wrote a message down that I got, and it was, remember that right now things are not happening the way that they used to, right? Everything used to be instantaneous, and we know from this past year, right, that things are slower. People are working from different places that they're not normally working from, you know, such as home, so they're not in the office communicating every day sometimes. And as a person who, you know, for many years I ran a service department, a repair department, and I know how vital and important it is for customers to be called back right away when they're waiting for answers. But if you could imagine, if your paperwork is at your office and you're working from home and you're trying to get things from emails and you're coordinating with people that are on their own schedule, you know, like a hearing technician that, you know, he's seeing people and has to respond to emails from maybe 12 different office girls about different customers, things are getting a little convoluted with the way that we're doing things now is really what's happening. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're experiencing things taking longer. And, you know, it is hard not to project your annoyance or your, you know, sometimes our lack of patience with it, but they are working on it. I do feel that. And it's just the Angel of Strength is saying, you know, take a deep breath. Know that you're going to get the outcome that you want. It's just going to take a little bit longer. And then the other card I pulled for you as well is the Wolf and Instinct. And so here's what I'll tell you as well from running a service department that I know is very busy. Sometimes you could try all day to call a customer back, and you want to make sure that you have a certain amount of time that you can set aside and talk to them. And it may be so darn busy that you can't ever make that outgoing call. So when you get this nudge that says, hey, I better call and check on that, I'm going to say make those calls. You know, and just very politely say, oh, I'm just calling to follow up, blah, blah, blah. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you have those little nudges that somebody has has more information for you and they've been trying to get to you and they just haven't been able to. because unfortunately, sometimes that's just the way it goes in the service industry. And if you've never worked in a call center or something like that dynamic, it's hard for some people to understand because it's not regimented like factory work or something. You just kind of have to go with what comes, and your time is flexible. It's not, you know, 9 to 5 boxed in. It's sometimes it's 8:55 to, you know, 5:15, and you still don't get everything done that you need to. So, you know, just have patience. Breathe deep. I see, you know, in this Angel of Strength card, there's a lot of gold, which means, you know, you're going to have a good outcome in the end. It's going to be something that you're happy with. The other thing I'll mention to coincide with Nicola is she said, Len is saying 5656. The number on this angel strength card is 50. So I immediately look at the 5 and think that probably May is about the time that you're going to see your results. So, you know, just bear with them. It's unfortunately out of everyone's control how long things are taking at the moment. And, you know, just have grace. Just, you know, when you have those little nudges, give a call in and say, hey, just wanted to see if there was any new information. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that there is going to be. I'm almost certain of it because I'm pretty familiar with how these types of office environments work, and I know what it takes. And right now, with people's emotions heightened even more, sometimes getting through those calls to take care of little simple things can be tricky. So, you know, have patience and just know that the universe is going to take care of you because it always does. It probably always has, you know.
Well, thank you very much. So, I appreciate it. And actually, I do have 22 years experience in a call center insurance environment.
Right. So you know how it goes. And it's, you know, it's some days you have to hear people's life stories on the phone before you actually get to what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Logically, if it was a no, they would have said no by now.
Absolutely.
So.
You know it. So.
Yeah. And I proposed a reasonable conclusion. So I think I might give them a call tomorrow or I'll send them an email because I haven't called them in almost 2 weeks. And I'll just be very polite now to say I haven't heard anything. Can you give me an update on the progress of my resolution? Something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just following up, checking in. Want to make sure I didn't fall through the cracks, which I don't feel that that's the case at all. But a lot of times when you're the in-between person and you're waiting for an answer from someone higher up and they're not getting back to you, how frustrating that can be too. And you know the customer is going to reach out to you at any time and you're like, oh, I know they're going to call and I don't have an answer and I hate not having an answer, right? But you can't do anything because they're the person you're waiting for.
I see. Well, thank you very much. I'm optimistic.
You're welcome.
And hopefully this will happen sooner than later for the happy resolution.
Yes.
Thank you all.
You're welcome. Call us and let us know.
Welcome. Thank you all, ladies. Thank you.
Ladies, we're down to the last 12 minutes.
Okay.
To let you guys know, we do have
all
several
right.
callers, unfortunately, you know.
Well, boy,
we'll just,
we are so appreciative of all these people, I would say.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I wondered, can we just, like, ask a question, or what do you want us to do?
Yeah, we're getting down to the end of the show, so we'd like to just, like, one question, hon.
Okay. So what do you see with a move for me this year?
Okay. Nicola?
Okay. Yep. I'm seeing a move. I'm giving you a Lenny speed read from my guide. And I asked him for, I like this, and I'm chilled, so I'll go quickly, but I think you'll be happy. You got the shine message, and she's there with her arms open, and she's welcoming all the beautiful sunshine. You got the heart chakra, and you got success and growth, and your outcome was to be in the flow. So moving, I'm going to say yes to. Success and growth tells me that, but Lenny's saying it. He showed me, I'll say, a building as well. But he's saying just welcome opportunities in. Again, just let go of any preconceived ideas. Listen to your heart on this one. It's whatever feels right to you. Don't just go with the first option and be in the flow, and then success and growth will be yours. And he's sending you big Lenny loves with that as well. So I'm happy.
Oh, okay.
Happy for you. Okay?
Okay.
Beautiful, Paula. And this is the
Thank you. Yes, I got a big yes. And my dog Ginger came in, and she's just running around, her tail's wagging, and she's saying, yes, 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 the answer is yes. Okay, you're going to just be really happy. And there's a lot of positive, beautiful energy around your question. So, you know, take a deep breath and just be thankful. Okay? This is going to be a new, beautiful part of your life. And enjoy the journey.
When do you
You've
see
already
it?
Planted the seeds.
When do
and, you know, you're, well, I'm getting, you already planted the seeds. Just wait for it to come up. And, you know, I see these little seedlings coming up. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, and we'll ask if they have a timeline for you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. This is Mary. Again, I got a big yes. I pulled cards, and the yes card came out, and the success card came out. So that is really awesome. So I agree it's going to be a success, and it's a yes to the move. And then I'll let Liz go, and I'll see if I could tune in when, okay?
Okay. So, Lisa, what I was shuffling, and the first card that popped out was love and compassion, which not in a relationship sense, I don't feel, but this is going to be a very, a move that has some compromise, not negative compromise. I don't know. I don't even know if compromise is the right word, but a little give and take. But it's going to be very, very balanced for both people involved. The move is going to have someone else involved, and I don't feel like a romantic partner, but someone that kind of like reaches out to you and gives you a hand up. I guess that's what I want to say. It's going to be someone that helps you out a little bit, and then. But it's going to be like a great reciprocal relationship, like a good friendship type thing. And the other card that I got for you is the Temple Path. So this is actually a place that you've kind of meditated on and thought about that you want. And like I said, the energy around it is beautiful. I have these beautiful orbs floating around this temple. It shows the start of a labyrinth path in the front of it. So it's the start of a journey for you. And you're going to this beautiful, beautiful temple that's, you know, grown with these beautiful lush flowers and things all around it. And when you asked about the time, it was funny because right before that, my eyes were drawn to the 12 on the top of the card. And I immediately, my reaction was 12 months in that time frame because this is going to take a little bit of coordination and things like that. But it could also mean the 12th month. So I'll let Mary give you what she gets. Maybe we can come out, you know, unfortunately on the other side, time is not relevant to them. You know, they don't really care about time. So when we ask that, sometimes it's a little deceiving. But I'm going somewhere and I'm going to go with my gut and say somewhere in the next 12 months you'll see things. This will be underway for sure. That's what I have for you. And I'm going to send it to Mary.
I agree, Liz. I got 2022. It's going to begin. So 12 months, I would see like within the next 12 months, I agree. Because I saw I asked about 2022, and I feel like it was not a full heart expansion, like a yes total, but it was like the beginning. I feel like it was the beginning, the talks, maybe the contracts and I'm getting chills, so that might be it. Like the contract work is going to begin in 2022, so that's a confirmation. 12 months. The time is fluid, so it could change.
Okay.
So don't quote us on that, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you call us back, Lisa,
please,
and let us know.
Nicola and I got possibly like July, August. So I don't know if the 12th could be relevant in regards to weeks, but we're feeling like possibly, you know, July, August.
Oh,
so we'll just have to, you know, wait and see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let us know.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Yes, call us back. Don't leave us hanging, okay?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, ladies, so we're down to the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Okay, Eleni, please.
Area code 917, welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi, ladies.
Can I have your first name?
My name is Ashiel.
Ashiel?
Yes.
Do you have a question for us, Ashiel?
Yes. I'm single. I'm trying to figure out, is this somebody coming to my life? I was talking to somebody for the last couple of months, you know, because of COVID. So it was just, you know, just talking through text and all of that. And I'm just curious, what do you see coming out of it?
Okay. Nicola?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. There is a relationship coming in for you. I'm giving you a Lenny speed read so that we have enough time. But I got believe and succeed. So I'm going to say what you want is coming your way. You've just got to accept that it is. You've got to believe in yourself. Find balance. So I'm not sure if it's the person you're thinking of, but when things come into balance, which is soon, you've got the love message. Lenny's saying go for it, and he's giving you a big thumbs up and saying there is a good match for you, a good chemistry. So I like that. I think that's great. Yep, you're in manifestation mode. So what you want will appear. You've just got to believe in yourself. I hope that's okay for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ashiel, do you have your speaker on your phone?
Yeah, hold on. Let me take it off.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I agree with Nicola. I got you're going to be lucky in love, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fulfilling. There's going to be the possibility of marriage. You're going to be blessed. You've got to have trust, okay? And, you know, you've got to make sure that you guys have an open line of communication. So that's what I got. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies here. God bless, hon.
Thank you.
Mary?
Liz, you can go first. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. I actually, as soon as I started shuffling, had a card pop out. And at first I was like, ooh, Kano and volatility. So I was like, ooh, this isn't good. But then as I looked at it, and I've had this deck of cards for a very long time, and I've never, ever noticed this before in the picture, at the top of the volcano in the smoke is two faces coming together in a kiss. And so I was like, because I thought, geez, that's weird that this is like such a no, but I'm not feeling no. And because that's not what's going on at all. This is actually going to be, because you haven't been able to spend time with this person in like person to person, right, with COVID going on. You haven't.
Yeah.
So this is going to be something where the two of you meet, there's just sparks are going to fly. Funny, because like I said, I've had this deck a long time, and I never, ever noticed this before in the picture. And it's, believe me, not the first time I've picked this card. So very interesting that I discovered that, and that's what I'm seeing. It's just going to be more than you're even getting. Because, you know, I mean, I'm sure that you realize through the computer screen or through text or whatever, however you're communicating, it's, you know, you miss part things, right? Like when you're not with people in the flesh. The body language, right? The vibe, like we pick up on people's energy and their vibration. So when you meet this person, I just see like sparks flying, and it's going to be out of control, almost, dare I say, very passionate.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing with all the lava coming out. So hot and steamy. But I'm going to let Mary give you her reading, and you let us know how you make out, Ashiel, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ashiel. Hi, it's Mary. So I got the You're Ready card from the Angel Answers deck, and then I shuffled really quickly from the postcards from Spirit, and I was like, he's not asking about this, but anyway, I think it all coincides. There's magic in here. So the word magic was coming out to me. It says, dear you, human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity, an ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your soul self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere, and magic is exclamation. Infinite potential lies in spirit, who is teaming with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of the whole world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is orchestrated in the invisible realm. Your mind, in alignment with the divine intelligence, is unstoppable. The world is yours to co-create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you. I kept looking at the magic shield. So there's going to be magic in the air, and you're ready.
Sounds good. I just want to know, is it possible to the person I'm talking to, or it might be somebody else? I'm open to regardless what it is, who it is.
Oh, I'm not sure. Hmm.
Okay.
It might be someone different.
I look forward to whoever it is.
Just keep an open mind. That's all I keep hearing, Ashiel.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, and make sure you call us back and let us know how everything went.
Of course.
When you meet that
right
person. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good night. Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay, ladies, we're not recording anymore, but we're still here and we're still connected. And there's one more caller. We can still pick that caller up.
Okay, not a problem. Area code 856. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sorry, it's Rosemaria. I just called to say I'm doing better and kind of working out. So, I guess from the last time I called you guys.
Woohoo! Awesome. Oh, that's all from you. Do you have a question for us, Rosemaria?
Because I know I don't know why I've been doing this, like losing patience with it. So I'm not like here and there. So I don't know why that's happening for anything I do.
Yeah.
Get frustrated, if that makes sense.
Well, you know what, Maria, this is DC, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. I just feel your energy shifted a little bit. You're becoming more emotionally, like I feel like you're stronger. You feel a little bit more grounded. Okay, and if you choose positive thoughts, you're creating what you want to and what you want to experience. So just keep going. Whatever you're doing is working. You're doing a great job. Okay, and just use positive affirmations. Everything always works out perfectly for me. It always does. And I do feel like you did something different. You switched up your energy, and I do feel like you're becoming more positive. Way to go, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Hi there, it's Nicola here. And Lenny, my guide, is saying, you feel like you do because your soul's telling you it's time to spread your wings now, okay? It feels a lot fresher energy with you. It's great, I like it. He's saying, release any fears. He understands your impatience. He thinks the energies around at the moment are contributing to that. So it is understandable. But just confront why you feel what you do. Just confront your impatience, because spread your wings message is also showing me and telling me that you are coming into better times, and is sending you lots of Lenny loves. Okay? He's saying, walk in faith and let go and let God now.
Cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
I'll hand you
over to the
ladies.
Beautiful. Rosa Maria. I pulled a postcard from Spirit from you, for you, and this card is beautiful. It says, "Dearest you, since you're on Earth, you understand how buildings are built. Yes, a good solid foundation, and yet flexibility too, in case of earthquake. Truth be told, you can't offer something sustainable unless it is built from a solid base, whether it be an idea that takes form one step at a time or an actual house that needs a sturdy foundation dug, poured, and built. We want to remind you of this because you might need a little encouragement to see this is true in your life at this time. Celebrate the fact that right now you can repair the cracks in the foundation of your life effortlessly, as well as you do a general site check to ensure your hard work is being well supported. Do this and know you are building your life on a perfect and sound foundation that will allow you to welcome the many miracles waiting to come to visit. We're so happy for you and so intrigued by what you're building." This is such a beautiful card. I just, as Cece said, just continue with the I Am affirmations, and I'm sure you're doing them because I, like DC saw, there's an energy shift, and as soon as you called, I felt it as well. Like, you know, continue the mirror work, the I Am, and you're sounding much better. So I'm glad that, you know, you're doing much better and staying hopeful because good things are coming, girl.
Yeah, I hope so. Cool, appreciate it.
Yes. Say, "I know so," not "hope so." "I know so."
Cool.
So, Rose Maria, this is Liz. And I pulled the card for you. This is actually the second time I pulled this card tonight, the Angel of Strength. So when you get up in the morning, when you have those moments when you're feeling at your wit's end, close your eyes, take a deep breath in through your nose and say, "Okay, Angel of Strength, come to me. Give me strength. Help me out here." Because, you know, the energy of the world right now is very short-leashed. And if you're empathic and you don't necessarily know how to protect yourself from other people's energy, it's very easy to get caught up in picking up that vibe from other people and then causing yourself to be that way. So when you call in the angel strength, you can do this every morning. Actually, you just call on your angels and say, "Please put me in a bubble so that I may observe other people's feelings and energy, but not take it on as my own," however you want to word that, you know, whatever works for you. And just ask for that, you know, because we need to be aware of how other people are feeling, but we don't necessarily need to feel what they're feeling. And that's the mucky water a lot of times when you're first becoming aware if you're an empath, which I feel you are. I mean, you've called in a few times, so we kind of know you. And I definitely feel a big confidence shift with you this week. You definitely are more, you seem a little bit happier and more sure of yourself. So I love to see that. And the other thing, I pulled two cards for you out of my deck just I was going to pull one, but two came out, so you got the bonus. And they say, the first one says, "Leave a trail of sunshine wherever you go." And the second one is, "Kindness causes ripples across the universe, make them awesome." So my advice is going to be to you, in those moments when you start to feel short on patience, or maybe you've lost your patience and you feel bad about it, because it's going to happen, it happens to all of us, instead of going down that path or instead of beating yourself up for going that way, I want you to do something positive, something happy for other people, you know, because one of the other cards in the deck that I didn't pull, it says, you know, give because when you, because it feels better to give than to receive, right? So when we are in those moments of being all energetically like, you know, beating ourselves up, "I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to lose my patience. I was trying to be better." We have to forgive ourselves just as easily because we're human. And by paying it forward and doing something kind or just giving a kind word or a smile to someone, a stranger, you know, it can change their whole day. So
that's what I'm going to give to you, Rose Maria, and I know we'll hear back from you. Of course, we want to, so please let us know, and I hope those messages serve you well.
Cool. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care, Rose Maria, and let us know how you're doing, hon.
I will.
Thank you, hon. Wow, ladies, we got through this evening.
Awesome.
We just our callers, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
I think we did.
That is awesome. We
it was great
that
tonight. We did.
Yes, it was. Really amazing.
Thank
you
for your
kind
words,
Dad.
And Liz,
so
I was hearing from Spirit that, you know, this is a time for you. I sent you a little message. To go within, there's something that you're going to discover about yourself while you have all this time. Something magic, something new. I don't know if it's a new talent or what it is, but there's something waiting for you to go within. And now is the perfect time because you're not working. So you have a little bit more, you know, Liz time. So really take advantage of it.
Yes. I'm actually, you know, it's funny because since COVID started last year, I've felt amazingly at peace. And I remembered this. Actually, I watched Nicola's interview this weekend and I watched Mary's yesterday. And Nicola,
yeah.
I remember you saying this in your interview that, like, as the world was all like, oh my God, we're closing down. Like, I was like,
yeah.
How nice.
Absolutely, yeah. Lenny wants to give you a message, Liz. He wants to come and visit you in a meditation, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love that.
And he's saying, he's showing me musical instruments. I don't know what that's connected to, but it's really nice. It's something like it's not a cello, but it's along the lines of a violin or a cello. I don't know if it's some music you're going to hear or something in the meditation, but it's really soothing. So that's a Lenny love for you.
I've been listening to this healing meditation the last 2 days, which is very much like very instrumental like that, and it's not something I normally will listen to. So I'm hoping maybe later this evening, Len and I'll be, maybe we'll be having a what do they call it in England, a high, you know, when you have your high ball at the end of the day. My cousin's wife is Jewish, and she always has her drink, her sherry with her dessert there. And she calls it something.
Ah, right, yeah. Well, Lenny said he's more than happy to do that with you, and he's booked his seat on your sofa. So.
And you know what? I'm getting, too, when that caller called in and talked about Archangel Metatron, that was a specific message for you, Liz. And you're going to discover the magic and the alchemy within. This is going to be something amazing.
Oh, I've sampled sacred geometry.
A lot of transformation, and it's going to be totally amazing.
Exciting. Well, I guess you ladies will be on board for the ride. So.
Well, we want to hear all about it, but you know what? Everything, you know, it does happen for a reason. I mean, this is a crappy thing to happen, but the silver lining is this is a time when, you know, like I said, Archangel Metatron is going to have some special time with you, you know?
Exciting.
But I'm getting like transformation, but it's massive transformation. It's nothing, it's Ginger saying, it's not little. This is going to be, you know, this is going to be massive. So just, you know, take really good care of yourself and make an appointment with them.
Yeah, I think I will. And I'll let you guys know. I'm excited. I feel very well. I'm going to be honest. I'm being very, very mindful and monitoring all of my symptoms and conditions. I'm actually journaling it down so that I know how I'm feeling day to day, so I'm paying attention. And I'm going to be fine. I have no fears of that. I just,
you're going to be fine.
Definitely time for myself.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Big thumbs up from Lenny for that. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Because, like I said, let the magic begin, Liz, you know?
Really?
And I see you wearing that beautiful cape that I've seen in pictures.
Oh. That's
that
funny.
Amazing cape you wear?
Yes. Yeah.
I just saw you put. Yeah, you just put that on and you're connecting with Metatron. I'm like, oh my goodness, look at them.
That's actually why I have that cape, because that was from a meditation, as I put on this purple cape, and so my mentor had that cape made for me that has the goddess on the back of it.
Wow, beautiful.
So that's so funny.
I only saw it once, like I only saw the picture once, but I just saw you put it on, you know, before you connected with Archangel Metatron. That's totally amazing.
Well,
that's beautiful.
Things are going to get exciting here this week.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to be really exciting. So you've got a date with Destiny, and this is going to be – I just feel like, you know, with Metatron's cube, I feel like I'm spinning. You know, you've got that spiritual vibration going on. Oh, my gosh. So just, you know, let us know how it goes. I'm waiting now. It's almost like you're going to unwrap a Christmas present.
You ladies, I appreciate all your well wishes and your healing thoughts and all those things that you're sending my way. It means more to me than you know, and I am so very, very glad to have you and appreciate you all so very much. You're all beautiful.
Well,
we
love you,
Liz.
We love you beyond words. God bless, ladies. Have a great evening. Bye.
You too.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.